Hey ladies, before the episode starts, I wanted to let you know that I'm opening up the doors to Thrive Solo, my membership community for single women, for just 48 hours. From Monday the 29th of April to the 1st of May, I'm doing a flash sale, during which time you can sign up for a full year at the discounted price of £250, also known as 12 months for the price of less than 10. Alternatively, you can join for the monthly price of £27, which is less than a pound a day, and you are free to cancel at any time. Now, Thrive Solo is a space that I'm truly proud to have created, and I absolutely love the women inside this group. Every time I come off a live call, my heart feels full and I feel uplifted and inspired, and that's what I want for you too. So if you're looking to feel part of a fabulous community of other single women who will support you, who will make you feel seen and heard, and who will help you normalize being single, then Thrive Solo could be the place for you. This group is for women who are looking to make the most of their lives and who want to enjoy their time on planet Earth, regardless of their relationship status. We are a kind, caring, fun, supportive community of women of all ages who come together three times a month for live calls. We also have an active WhatsApp group that I'm very engaged in, as well as a book club and two extra podcast episodes each month. So, if you're tired of feeling crap about your single status and you want to feel great about it, or if you already feel great about it and you just want to surround yourself with other single women so you don't feel like the only one, then come and join us. Thrive Solo is a place for those women who don't want to just survive being single, but want to actually thrive. You can read some testimonials and sign up right now by going to lucymegason.com/thrivesolo. That's lucymegason.com/thrivesolo. And remember, this offer is only on until the 1st of May. Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt, to stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts. Whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Hello, and welcome back to my Saturday mini-sode. Now, every time I go to record this mini-sode, I say to myself, Lucy, this week it really is going to be mini, like 5 to 10 minutes. But every week it always ends up being not so mini, and it turns out to be more like 20 or 25 minutes. But this week I really am doing a very mini-sode. And I'm talking about something that has always been a part of my daily routine and something that we could all benefit from doing more of. And that is the very, very simple act of going for a walk, if we're lucky enough to be able to do that. So I just got back from my walk by the river, and on the way back, it started pissing down with rain and it was pretty revolting. But as I walked, I was thinking about how much regular walking actually brings to my life. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to do an episode about this. So here we go. Now, I grew up in the countryside in Dorset. For those of you not in the UK, Dorset is a beautiful county in the southwest of England, which will always be my home. And I was lucky enough to grow up in the middle of nowhere, although I didn't feel particularly lucky at the time. And in many ways, I hated being stuck in the middle of the countryside because we really lived in the countryside. It wasn't even a village. It was a little hamlet called Waddock Cross. And the nearest village was called Tinkleton. And anyway, I grew up there with my mum, my dad, my older sister and my younger brother. And I have such vivid memories of our regular walks in the woods, because behind where I live, there was a big wood. And on Sundays, my dad used to take the three of us, or rather I should say drag the three of us, for a walk in the woods. And my mum would cook us a Sunday roast, which we would have when we got home. And so walking was something that I grew up doing on the regular. But at the time, I didn't really appreciate the benefits of this very simple thing. And I would frequently be really moody when I was made to go for a walk and I didn't want to go. But somewhere along the line, it became a part of my DNA. And actually, my sister subsequently has been dragging her kids around Hyde Park since they were basically toddlers, much to their dismay. But I think that all four of them have also inherited that walking gene because they've been made to do it. Anyway, so the reason I wanted to do a mini-sode on the joys of walking is because I've come to realise how much it adds to my life and how incredibly beneficial it is in so many ways. Now, without wishing to sound judgmental, which basically means I'm about to be judgmental, doesn't it? But I don't mean to be. But I'm constantly amazed when people tell me things like, I didn't get outside at all last week, or I didn't go outside all weekend, etc., etc. And I say this because I know that for me, there is never a day when I don't get outside and go for a walk, like ever. The only exception to that is when I get a really bad migraine and I'm in bed for 2 days, because I've had migraines since I was a teenager. I actually take daily medication for them, which does manage them to a certain extent. But when a bad one gets through, I'm basically in hell. Anyone else who has migraines will know what I mean by that, because they are not just a bad headache, they are hell. And I can't move. But aside from that, I go for a walk every single day. Even if the worst comes to the worst, and that walk is just my walk to the coffee shop and back, which is about 15 minutes either way. But more often than not, I will go for a walk along the river. And the thing is that walking is just such a simple thing we can all do. Well, as I said at the beginning, if we're lucky enough to be able to, but I'm going to assume that most people listening to this podcast are able to walk. And going back to my walk earlier today, even though the weather was a bit shit and I didn't really feel like going, I always know that when I go for a walk, I will feel better and I will never regret it. One of the best things that I find about going for a walk is that if I'm having a bit of a shit day, going for a walk will always, always, always make me feel better. There's just something about walking, moving. It kind of shakes up your energy and clears your mind. And also, I have some of my most inspirational thoughts and ideas when I'm walking. And quite often, I'll kind of whip out my phone and record an idea into my voice memos on my iPhone. You will always feel better for having got outside and gone for a walk, even if it's not very long. And not only is it good exercise, it's so good for your mental health. And as I say, no matter how I'm feeling on any given day, I will always feel better when I get back from a walk. And it doesn't have to be long. And actually, I saw Mel Robbins say something recently on Instagram, which is that you should walk for 10 minutes every morning as if you're late. And I love that. Because if you walk every morning for just 10 minutes as if you're in a hurry, that alone, if you do nothing else for yourself all day, that alone is going to enable you to have a better day. Now, there is something so fabulous about walking, especially if you can get into nature. And even if you live in a town, most of us have some kind of green space that we can go to for a walk. And we all know the benefits of getting out into nature, getting some fresh air. And whilst it sounds like such a cliche, it's true. Because walking outside in the fresh air somehow provides clarity, and it's almost like a sort of meditation. And it allows you just to be with your thoughts and think things through. Although, having said that, when I walk, I'm almost always listening to either a podcast or an audiobook. And actually, I sometimes think that I should lose the headphones and just walk without listening to anything at all. But I think at least listening to words instead of music means that I can still hear the sound of the birds, the sound of the river, and I can hear what's going on around me. So, going for a walk for just 30 minutes a day helps you maintain a healthy weight. It prevents or manages various conditions, including heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, cancer, and type 2 diabetes. It improves cardiovascular fitness. It strengthens your bones and your muscles. Very important for people in menopause like me. It increases your energy levels. It improves your mood, your memory, your sleep. It reduces stress. You will live longer. It boosts your brain power. God knows I could use the help there. And it makes other goals seem more attainable, because just walking every single day can help you believe in yourself and your health goals. And research has found that nearly 5,000 adults interviewed, those who walked regularly had higher health perceptions and were more likely to have better mental health. And one other massive benefit, walking regularly also reduces the risk of developing breast cancer. So there are just so many reasons for integrating a daily walk into your life. And I don't think there's really an excuse for not doing it. We can all find 30 minutes a day to go for a walk, because in actual fact, we just have to prioritize the things that are important. And I always say that we humans, we will do what we want to do. We will find time for the priorities that are priorities to us. So when it comes to finding 30 minutes for a walk, you have to make that a priority. And aside from anything else, many of us can incorporate it into other things that we do sort of on the daily. You know, maybe you can start walking somewhere that you'd normally drive to. Maybe you can get up half an hour earlier and go for a walk before work, because in many ways, the morning is really the best time to do it, because it's also really good to get outside and expose your body and your brain to light first thing in the morning, even on a cloudy day. So if you're not already doing it, why not give it a go? You're not only going to do yourself a huge favor physically, but you're also going to feel so much better. I know that on the rare days that I don't go for a walk, I just feel horrible. I feel just blech, you know, I feel a bit gross, a bit yuck. But when I go for a walk, it's just such a lift to my day and the way that I feel. So yeah, I absolutely think it is worth getting this into your daily routine somehow. And like I say, you will find the time to do the things that you want to do. Look at where you can save time. I'm going to say it, but how much time do you spend scrolling on Instagram? Because I'm pretty sure that most people could gain at least half an hour back from social media, time spent on social media. Anywho, I'm going to wrap this up, but I'm going to leave you with a quote that will hopefully inspire you to start going for a walk every day. The quote is from Soren Kierkegaard, who said the following: "Above all, do not lose your desire to walk. Every day, I walk myself into a state of well-being and walk away from every illness. I have walked myself into my best thoughts, and I know of no thought so burdensome that one cannot walk away from it." I love that quote. So I hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. Have a great weekend. Remember that you're awesome, and happy walking. See you Tuesday. Bye.